So as I made mention, we commence our journey through this Holy Week, starting with this feast here of Palm Sunday. And what I would invite you, I'm going to speak about a couple of things, but what I'd invite you to do is to think and to reflect upon it, to realize that even our Lenten journey and Holy Week, we need to continue to reflect, because the grace, what has happened here, continues to affect us each and every day. It's just that sometimes we don't realize it, we don't reflect upon it. It's like the palms here. The significance and the importance for me was impressed on the time that when I was in Malawi, representing our diocese, as serving as a missionary. I was there for 8 years. But during that time, I saw the many, many uses of these palms. For us, frequently what happens is, today we take them, home, we'll put them maybe with a cross, behind a picture, someplace. Maybe we even leave them on the dashboard in our car. But that's about it. And our challenge is to think about it, to reflect upon it. And certainly, when I was there in Malawi, I realized many, many uses for these palms. I'd see people take them, dry them, and then weave a band about 4 or 5 inches wide. Long, long, long band. And then they would wrap it around a frame and then cut it in half and put a binding all around it. And that became their sleeping mat. That was their mattress. Every day, that would be a reminder for them. Now, I never learned the language well enough to really converse with them or even reflected upon it at that time and to find out whether or not they thought about it. But the fact of the matter is that that was always, for them, a reminder each and every day of what happened today, Palm Sunday. We would send on the Friday, the day before Palm Sunday, we'd send the workmen out, and they would come back with a wheelbarrow full of these palms. So it was something that was very, very present, something they were aware of, but something that I think they were just so accustomed to that they really didn't reflect upon it. And I think that that's the challenge for us. I made mention about this sleeping mat that they would use. The women would use it, kupapeta, to sift the maize, to take the husks off after it had been pounded. Very much like you women. When you're sifting flour, you put it into a screen and sift it. Is that right? Huh? Okay. They would do the same thing, but they had this flat tray made out of these palm fronds, woven, and a little bit of a band about it. And I always admired the skill that they had in shaking this over and taking this madea off, getting the husks off and everything. And they'd make small baskets as well. I myself made use of it when my parents were there. We were up at the lake, and coming back, we stopped at one of the side roads there, one of the stands that they had with all of the different articles that they had made with these palm fronds. I bought 2 baskets that they had made, because we needed them back at the house. We used them on our trip and everything. But they had all sorts of different things, and I frequently would use them when I would come back home. I would use them as gifts, where I'd get what we call the trivets, you know, where you take a hot pot from the stove, and rather than put it on your counter and mark the Albright or whatever, or make a mark, you put it on the trivet, to protect it, these trivets. I would frequently bring them home. Where they are now, I have no idea, but I would bring them home. You know, so the thing I'm making mention is that these things, for us, what is important for us to realize is this Lenten journey and our faith journey, this whole Holy Week focuses in today on the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, but we know what's coming on. For ourselves, what I'm saying is, when we take the palms home, let's continue to reflect upon it as we look at it, as maybe as a reminder, a continual reminder through the year about our faith journey, the preparations we've made, how it is we've entered into it. How can we continue to improve and continue to grow in this life that God wants for us? Not knowing what is coming ahead of us. Not knowing what difficulties, what struggles, what obstacles we may encounter. And this is where, when I was here at St. Peter's Parish, I left in 1992, and I went on sabbatical. First of all, I went back to Malawi. But then later, in 1993, I had the opportunity to go to Jerusalem, to be in Israel. I was there for 3 months. And during that time, we went in various excursions. A lot of the times, I would wander around in Jerusalem itself, in different streets and things like that. But it all became so familiar that it became home for me, because I was there for 3 months. But one of the excursions that we had was up to Bethany, as we saw in today's gospel. And then we came up onto the Mount of Olives there, coming down through the graveyard that is there to the church Dominus Flavit, where Jesus cried over Jerusalem, the hardness of heart, the fact that they were rejecting his great message of love, which he had shown to them, crying over the city. We continued on down to Gethsemane, that's still there, right by the Church of All Nations. From then on, we continued on. Some walked around the road. There were older members of our community, of our group. Some of us went down into the Kidron Valley, coming out. And later on, when we spent some time in reflection, some of them said it was the most terrifying experience that they had had in the time in Jerusalem, in Israel. I couldn't see it myself. Sure, it was a bit shaley, but climbing up out of the Kidron Valley there, and it wasn't that steep. I've skied slopes steeper than that. Didn't seem that steep to me, but anyhow, I was having fun going up and down, helping these people coming up, getting out of there. Anyhow, the point I'm simply trying to make is this is real. The truth that is being communicated there, the suffering that he underwent, excruciating. The Church of the Sepulchre, it's in the present walls of the old city of Jerusalem. At the time of Jesus, that area was outside of the walls. The church, the city itself, the walls there. And this is the misnomer, of course, this craziness of it. Jerusalem, the city of peace. Jerusalem, the city that has been destroyed 17 times and rebuilt 18 times. And it's still in chaos. Anyhow. But these places are real, my dear people of God. This really happened. And this is what we're invited to reflect upon. And of course, what we reflect upon, what we think about is that reality that it didn't end there. It continues on. Just the same as our own faith journey. It continues on. How can we continue what we've undertaken this Lent? The prayer, penances, and sacrifices that we undertook. Continuing on to reach out to our brothers and sisters. Realizing the great blessings that God has shared with us. And how can we share that with our brothers and sisters? That continuing faith journey. Putting our trust and confidence in God. Not knowing what is ahead of us. But just continuing to put our trust and confidence in God. The trials or tribulations, the joys, the happiness, whatever. Realizing God's great love for us. And how can we enter deeper and deeper into it? And so this week we have that opportunity to reflect upon it, starting today, thinking about it, realizing it's not something superficial. This is important. This is real. And how can we deepen our experience of it?